Outside of a white, paint-peeling hangar in Pasco sits a glossy, small science plane.
It's like some kind of fancy jet airliner for executives. It's kind of like one of those ones that you see while you're on the Boeing 747 and you look out and then you see the really fancy plane like gliding by you towards the runway.
On board, there are no fancy champagne chillers or plush seating. Instead, it looks like a server farm. Stacks of equipment are anchored down in chest-high cages with very little room to walk around. Art Sedlacek is a physical chemist from Brookhaven National Lab.
We have two instruments. This one here is my photothermal interferometer. It measures.
Most people would run away from wildfires, but Sedlacek leads a team of researchers who fly directly into smoke plumes.
Here you're going through basically blue sky, and you hit this wall of white haze. And then once you're in the column itself, it goes from a white to an orange haze color. I mean, it's just the absorptive properties of these biomass burn aerosols just change the whole character of what it is. And so it's somewhat surreal, I would think, for all of us.
Sedlacek says the data his team's gathering will help determine what happens when a fire moves from an active burning stage with flames to a smoldering stage. If you imagine a tiny smoke particle, it's black when it first leaves the flames, and as it travels farther away, it gathers reflective material.
So black smoke equals warming, white smoke equals cooling?
That's correct. Absolutely right.
Now the task is to see if a particular wildfire puts off more of those dark soot particles or the reflective ones, and for how long. How the wildfires are affecting climate change? That will take years of more study to answer. I'm Anna King in Pasco.